Josiah celebrated the Passover to the Lord in Jerusalem, and they slaughtered the Passover animals on the 14th day of the first month. He appointed the priests to their offices and encouraged them in the service of the house of the Lord. He also said to the Levites who taught all Israel and who were holy to the Lord, put the holy ark in the house which Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, built. It will not be a burden on your shoulders. Now serve the Lord your God and his people Israel. Prepare yourselves by your father's households in your divisions, according to the writing of David, king of Israel, and according to the writing of his son. Furthermore, stand in the holy place according to the sections of the father's households of your countrymen, the lay people, and according to the Levites by division of a father's household. Another consecrated, and prepare for your countrymen to act in accordance with the word of the Lord by Moses. Josiah contributed to the lay people, to all who were present, flocks of lambs and young goats. His officers also contributed a voluntary offering to the people, the priests and the Levites, Hilkiah, Zechariah, and Jehiel. The officials of the house of God gave the priests 2,600 from the flocks and 300 bulls for the Passover offerings. Kenania also and his brothers, Shemaiah and Nethaniah, Hashabiah and Jeliel and Josabad, the officers of the Levites, contributed 5,000 from the flocks and 500 bulls to the Levites for the Passover offering.
So the service was prepared, and the priests stood at their positions, and the Levites by their divisions, according to the king's command. They slaughtered the Passover animals, and while the priests sprinkled the blood received from their hand, the Levites skinned the animals, And they removed the burnt offering so that they might give them to the sections of the fathers' households of the lay people to present to the Lord, as it is written in the book of Moses. They did this with the bulls as well. So they roasted the Passover animals on the fire according to the ordinance, and they boiled the holy things in pots, in kettles, and in pans, and carried them quickly to all the lay people. Afterward they prepared for themselves and for the priests, because the priests, the sons of Aaron, were offering the burnt offerings and the fat until night. So the Levites prepared for themselves and for the priests, the sons of Aaron. The singers, the sons of Asaph, were also at their positions, according to the command of David. Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun, the king's seer, and the gatekeepers at each gate did not have to leave their service, because their kinsmen, the Levites, prepared for them. Passover at that time, and the feast of unleavened bread for 7 days. There had not been a Passover celebrated like it in Israel since the days of Samuel the prophet, nor had any of the kings of Israel celebrated such a Passover as Josiah did with the priests, the Levites, all Judah and Israel who were present, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem in the 18th year of Josiah's reign. This Passover was celebrated.
Servants, And they made them an ordinance in Israel. Behold.